Hi there, this is KJZZ Sun Up. It is your daily news update from here in Phoenix on our state and region. I'm Phil Latzman. Greetings to you once again. We bring you this podcast as a daily digest of the news events here in Arizona, as told by our KJZZ news team. Welcome to Wednesday. Rolling over the hump we go on this February the 11th, and here comes the news. Well, Phoenix leaders voted on Tuesday to draft an ordinance for how to respond if federal immigration authorities targeted the city for a crackdown like in Minneapolis. Matthew Casey tells us what they discussed.
City staff have 45 days to come up with a framework for investigating alleged crimes by federal immigration authorities. They need a plan to collect data on how city services are affected by a dragnet and training for city employees on how to handle warrants. At a city council study session, Mayor Kate Gallego cited an incident during the recent raids of Zip's sports grills.
At 32nd Street in Shea, ICE agents pepper sprayed protesters with no cause whatsoever. That appears to be assault.
Tuesday's meeting abruptly ended after about 30 minutes. Council members were starting to discuss the ordinance being called a transparency initiative when pro-immigrant protesters interrupted. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
A judge is temporarily barring Pinal County Attorney Brad Miller from executing an agreement his office signed with federal immigration agents. From the politics desk, Cameron Sanchez sorts that out.
Last year, the Pinal County Attorney's Office entered a 287G agreement with ICE, which allows the office to assist with federal immigration enforcement operations. Pinal County supervisors argued in court it was an unlawful agreement because only the supervisors, not the county attorney, have the authority to sign it. They also noted such agreements are traditionally formed between ICE and county sheriffs, given that no one in the county attorney's office has the power to preserve the peace. Miller refused the supervisor's order to back out of the agreement, prompting the lawsuit. The judge set a hearing on the matter for February 26th. Cameron Sanchez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Meanwhile, Arizona's Democratic Attorney General Chris Mays is considering using the state's public nuisance law to stop ICE from opening a massive detention facility in a warehouse in Surprise. Also from the politics team, Wayne Schutzke has more on that.
The law gives the attorney general the power to sue to stop so-called public nuisances, including anything considered a threat to public health or at odds with the enjoyment of life or property by the community. May said there are real concerns that the ICE facility, which could detain up to 1,500 people, meets that definition. In a letter to Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, Mays asked for more information about how the facility will affect the surrounding community, including the impact on water usage, light pollution, and local services.
We've asked questions about traffic design and the amount of new traffic that would occur in that community. I've asked about the appropriateness of putting a facility like that right next to schools.
Mays called on Noem to answer those questions before beginning construction or operations at the facility. Wayne Schutzke, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services announced that Arizona is receiving $167 million in federal dollars to strengthen health care in rural communities this year. But as Kathy Ritchie learned, that figure fell short of Governor Katie Hobbs's original ask.
The Hobbs administration sought $1 billion over a five-year period to bolster rural health care providers. Instead, for 2026, CMS awarded Arizona $33 million less than requested, according to someone in the governor's office with knowledge of the situation. Despite Arizona being the sixth largest state by land area, New Mexico, which is slightly larger, secured more than $211 million. In the meantime, to understand how funding was distributed and to potentially secure a larger amount in the future, the Hobbs administration is pursuing a Freedom of Information Act request to obtain documentation detailing how states were ranked. Kathy Ritchie, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, Phoenix is adding more protections for workers exposed to extreme heat. The city in 2024 began requiring city contractors to provide water, shade, and heat safety training for outdoor workers. And now, as Catherine Davis Young tells us, the city council is amending that ordinance.
After the city passed its heat ordinance, airport workers continued to voice concerns that their employers were skirting some of the rules. So the city council is updating the ordinance to require employers to provide logs documenting that closed cab vehicles have functioning air conditioning. The amendment also specifies that workers can't face retaliation for reporting violations of the heat rules. Councilwoman Betty Guardado says the city will now have more authority when heat protections are not followed.
Every outdoor worker deserves to know that their health matters. that their concerns will be heard and that the city stands behind them.
The city has also hired a new coordinator who will oversee the heat ordinance at the airport. Catherine Davis-Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Arizona's U.S. senators plan to introduce a bill designed to fast-track reconstruction on the north rim of the Grand Canyon National Park following last summer's Dragon, Bravo, and White Sage fires. Ryan Heinches has more from Flagstaff.
The North Rim and Kaibab National Forest Restoration Act would grant the National Park Service and U.S. Forest Service emergency authority to quickly hire contractors and bypass delays. It would speed up rebuilding, cleanup, and forest restoration that can take years under normal federal procurement laws. Senator Ruben Gallego sponsored the legislation.
The fire that destroyed the economy of the North Rim is devastating. What we don't want to see happen is bureaucracy slow this up and essentially the reconstruction and the economic reconstruction of northern Arizona being slowed down.
The Dragon Bravo fire closed the North Rim indefinitely. The lack of tourism has hit businesses in Fredonia, Jacob Lake, and elsewhere especially hard. Senator Mark Kelly also sponsored the bill.
It's really important to the people of our state, and it's not just economic. You know, this is one of the wonders of the world. It's going to take a little time, but we're going to try to do it as smartly and as expeditiously as we can.
The bill is a companion to legislation introduced last year in the U.S. House by Congressman Eli Crane.
That's Ryan Heinches reporting from Flagstaff. Well, some consumers have been facing a dilemma where the digital products they thought they owned have disappeared or were altered. As Jill Ryan reports, the Arizona House passed a bill with bipartisan support to help consumers know what they're actually buying.
Bill's sponsor, Republican Representative Nick Cupper, is one such consumer. He says iTunes had altered episodes of a TV show he purchased without notice.
I was under the impression, as many people I've talked to are, that when you buy a TV show or a movie or a video game online, not you pay a subscription service, but you buy it, that you own the item, just like you would own a physical Blu-ray or something to that effect. But it's not the same. What you're buying is not the item. You're actually buying a license.
And when companies you buy from lose the right to license those items, those digital products disappear. Products may also be altered without notice. The bill would ban companies selling digital products from using words such as buy or purchase without a disclaimer. The bill now heads to the Senate. Jill Ryan, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Being an expert in something provides people a path to leadership positions in business, government, and even small groups. And as Greg Hawney tells us, a new report, a study out of ASU, shows the trend of people looking to experts likely goes back to hunter-gatherer times.
The researchers ran simulations to see how relying on expertise helped with group survival throughout history. Thomas Morgan is an evolutionary anthropologist with Arizona State University.
Prestige evolved in the human lineage at the time when our ancestors became increasingly dependent on learning from each other.
The team also ran experiments where participants answered questions and were allowed to copy off each other for answers. Leaders naturally occurred among the participants based on how many answers they got right. Morgan says the findings show prestige changes social structures, but that people should remember.
There is an expectation on that basis that leaders will deliver benefits to those who have essentially elected them.
The study was published in the journal Nature Communications. Greg Hawney, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Hey, some sports pitchers and catchers reported to work on Tuesday, marking the start of spring training for the 2026 Major League Baseball season. As Connor Greenwald reports, the Cactus League is bringing half of baseball back to Arizona.
15 teams, including the hometown Diamondbacks and the reigning World Series champion Los Angeles Dodgers, began preseason training in Arizona ahead of the 2026 season. The Cactus League brings over a month of exhibition baseball to the Valley. Last year, it drew nearly 1.7 million fans. This year will also feature games between Major League franchises and national teams from the World Baseball Classic, an international tournament held every 4 years. The automated ball strike system also returns after it was initially tested during spring training last year. This year, the technology to review ball and strike calls will be used during MLB's regular season. Connor Greenwald, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Also from the world of sports and basketball, Dylan Brooks had 23 points. Devin Booker added 19. The Suns beat the Mavericks 120-111 last night in Phoenix. Suns led nearly the entire game. They handed Dallas their eighth consecutive loss, and Phoenix snaps a two-game skid. They're right back at it tonight, though. They'll host the defending NBA champion Oklahoma City Thunder with the league's top record. And that does it for this Wednesday edition of KJZZ's Sun Up, Arizona's morning news podcast this February the 11th. I'm Phil Latzman. Thanks for being here. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll do this again tomorrow. Talk to you then.